A Scout's Story.
As a writer for On the Move, I get the chance to share some of the fascinating behind-the-scenes details about making movies and to talk to people working in the film industry. I recently met Sam Din, a location scout for the new blockbuster, Our Time in the Sun. Sam, you grew up near Los Angeles, but you moved to Vietnam about 10 years ago. Now, you are a top movie location scout in the industry. How did that happen?
Actually, I moved to Hanoi to be near my family. Then, one day, I was talking to a friend who works for a movie director. The director was shooting a film in Vietnam and wanted a location in the jungle. I found the perfect location, and things just continued from there.
What exactly do location scouts do?
We have to find the right locations for every scene in the movie, but we also make sure that all the details on the set look and sound authentic.
So, when you look for that perfect location, what are some of the things you have to think about?
The main thing is to find a location that looks right, but there are other things to consider as well. For one film, I found an old house in a remote village. The director said it was exactly what she had in mind, and it looked perfect, but...
What was the problem?
There was no electricity or running water in the village. We had to bring our own generators to produce electricity.
Wow. What about really unusual or unexpected tasks? Can you tell us about some of them?
I once had to set up a scene where a village was attacked by a tiger. There was a professional animal trainer, and we had an emergency plan in place so there was no real danger. But so many things can go wrong with wild animals.
I can imagine. We don't think about all the details that make each scene authentic.
That's true, especially for historical movies. For example, Our Time in the Sun takes place in Hanoi in the 1950s. Of course, I knew that satellite dishes and other modern technology had to be removed. But those white lines on the streets, they had to go too. They weren't there in the 1950s.
So, what's the best part of your job?
Well, one great bonus is that I sometimes get to play small roles, usually just in crowd scenes, but never with any tigers.